This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Gator received yesterday. I will receive today. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, let's talk about all of our favorite quarterback here, right? Aaron Rodgers. Things have gone awry over there in New York. Everyone's getting fired. Guys, where will Aaron Rodgers play next year?
Okay, 1 year from now, Aaron Rodgers will be out of the NFL. He'll be a host. You can flip your coin here. It's either hosting Jeopardy or be hosting a spiritual mental wellness podcast from some high desert commune outside of Palm Springs, California. One or the other, mark my words, I think his last offseason was the beginning of the slow breakup sequence with football. I think Aaron Rodgers will be out of football next year.
I think Aaron Rodgers will be playing at the Fuji Wellness Resort in Fuji, Italy. It is just southeast of Rome, off the west coast of Italy. It is not on the water, so I can't say he'll be playing on the beaches there, but I think he's going to be playing there while also playing for the Jets. Just feel like this time next year, he's going to take a couple weeks off. Just, hey, I need to take some time off during the season. Because why not keep pushing that envelope as much as you can because you're a self-absorbed jackass?
So do you think he will be playing for the Jets next year? Like actually starting the year at least with the Jets?
Yes.
No Minnesota, huh? We kind of touched on that a little bit yesterday.
He'll be hysterical, but no, I don't. Okay. I think he'll be with the Jets.
I'm going to throw a team out there, guys. Of course, there's a good chance he doesn't play at all next year like you guys were both kind of mentioning here, but I'm going to go Dolphins. Now, this is not a prediction I really want to make because that means things didn't go too well for Tua at some point. His health is an issue, let's just be honest, right? Whether he gets another concussion this year or whether in the offseason he's you know experiencing some after effects or he just decides it's not worth it. But if the Dolphins have an opening, if they do, I think Aaron Rodgers could give it one last shot down there because they got a good team, they got a young coach with a good offensive mind. Maybe he gives it one more chance to try to win another one.
Wish Doug would stop smiling.
All right, what's more surprising, Tommy DeVito jumping Drew Locke to replace Daniel Jones or Trey Lance still backing up Cooper Rush?
I think it's an interesting question, but I think the more surprising is that Trey Lance isn't because Dallas is done. I feel like they've seen enough of Cooper Rush. I mean, Cooper Rush has been there since 2017. 2017 he's been with the Cowboys. He didn't really play the first three seasons, but he threw 47 passes in 21, 162 in 2022, 24 passes last year. He's already thrown 117 this year. What have you seen? Not much. 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, less than 60% completion percentage. I don't know why they're not moving on to a guy that was drafted third overall. There's a ton of talent with Trey Lance. How about you try to develop that talent? This is a wasted year anyway. Give him the time. At least with Tommy DeVito, Tommy DeVito had, a modicum of success before with the Giants? Drew Locke is just a guy who throws a really pretty pass to the other team.
I'm going Trey Lance. This is more surprising to me, just like you. Trey Lance is 24. Cooper Rush is 30. And while I don't think Lance will unseat Dak in the near future, at this point, find out what you have in Trey Lance and either make him your backup or deal him. But I'm going to guess the reason he isn't getting the call over Cooper Rush is because it isn't even close. Like, typically when you're in practice and you can see these things, if it were close, they would be playing the 24-year-old over the 30-year-old. It must not be close. And that is the most surprising part, is that Trey Lance is not close to Cooper Rush.
I got DeVito. I mean, they went out and got Drew Lock to back up Daniel Jones. He's kind of, you know, athletic like Daniel Jones is. And they figured, all right, if something happens with Jones, we have to bench him, he gets hurt, we can put in Drew Lock. And DeVito, you're a third emergency type quarterback. The fact that he just completely jumped Drew Lock, to me, it was like kind of out of nowhere. And I know he did have that small sample size of, like, he kind of re-energized the team last year, Gator. That one's more surprising to me, because the reason Trey Lance is not starting and Cooper Rush is, as much, it must be because they have no trust in the guy. Like, Mike McCarthy, I know they were saying their season's not over, so they're going to still try to win games, and Cooper Rush hasn't looked good, that offensive line hasn't looked good, but clearly he just must know the offense better than Trey Lance, and Mike McCarthy just doesn't trust Trey Lance to run this thing.
Or this is just, hey, you've got the job until Thanksgiving, and then we're switching over completely.
But why even wait?
I wouldn't.
All right, is this the year that Mike Tomlin finally wins Coach of the Year?
Okay, since we have to answer, is this the year? I'm going to say no, because I'll take the field here. It's too early to make that call. Pittsburgh's win total prior to the season was 8.5, and they have 8 wins already. Sean Payton in Denver's already hit the over. Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell, they've hit the over. Dan Quinn has hit the over in Washington. Jonathan Gannon has 1 win away in Arizona. But doesn't Dan Campbell also deserve strong consideration after enduring the high-profile injuries that they have and keeping the train on the tracks? Tomlin, strong candidate. This could be the year. But if we have to answer now, I'll take the field, because there's too many other strong candidates.
I appreciate Doug's being pragmatic, as he always is. But I'll just tell you that it's Dan Campbell's to lose. I mean, they're 9-1. They're doing, like Doug said, they're doing this without some of their star players on defense. And it's been remarkable how much that they're just, it's awesome domination at this point. And I think when all is said and done, he's going to take home the hardware. Mike Tomlin has not won a Coach of the Year. That's unbelievable. Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches in league history, let alone just the current NFL's landscape. So it's disappointing from that standpoint, but Dan Campbell's going to have one of these seasons where you can't ignore what they've done and just have to give him the trophy.
It's crazy that Mike Tomlin has not won one, and Kevin Stefanski has won 2 Coach of the Year awards. Okay, and that's not a shot at Kevin Stefanski. It's just to show you. No, I think he's done a lot, but it's just to show you how disrespected I think Mike Tomlin is.
Definitely disrespected.
And this has turned into not the best coach. It's turned into who's done more with less award, and I kind of don't like that. I think that should play a role, but to me, the soul, the essence of the award should be who's the best coach. And the best coach is Dan Campbell, guys. Dan Campbell has a legit claim to this title. I think he should win it this year. You throw in the fact that he had injuries, that only gives him more ammunition to why he should win it. But you mentioned, Doug, all the other coaches that are out there, so it's even harder for Tomlin to win it this year. Gannon, O'Connell, Quinn, you know. So Tomlin probably isn't going to win it this year, but I think it's because of Dan Campbell, not because of Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin deserves a Coach of the Year award at some point before it's all said and done. All right, will we have buffering issues on Christmas with the doubleheader we're going to have on Netflix?
No, we're not. They're going to figure it out. Plus, they definitely have a sense of urgency to make sure it's figured out. But that was a one-off event where they reportedly had 60 million people tuning in at one time. You're not getting that for the NFL. I don't think that those are the numbers they're expecting. So I don't think there's going to be issues with buffering for the games on Netflix.
I would agree, because that fight might have served as Netflix dry run. And you know, the NFL was on the phone to Netflix corporate office Monday at the start of the business day to make sure that they don't have a repeat on Christmas Day. So I think they're going to sort it out. They've got a month to do so.
Yeah, they got time to do it. But will they do it is the question, guys. And I'm going to say, yes, we will have buffering issues. It will be, though, during the Beyonce halftime performance, because that's when the most eyeballs and views will be on the stream. Not the game, guys. It's Beyonce's performance. You know how this works.
What about Ushuzi?
All right. Who's been the most disappointing team so far this year?
Okay, this is great, because this is a debate for me between the two teams that the networks maxed out in their primetime games. You can have 6 of them. The Jets and the Cowboys each got 6 of them, and they each have 3 wins. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys, being a bigger disappointment because their preseason over under, this is laughable to say out loud, was 10.5.
Oh my.
They're at 3 wins. The Jets was 9.5. So they both look actually comical now. So technically, I'll go with the Cowboys being the bigger disappointment.
I know those are both great choices. I'm going to go a little bit further off the board. It's not that far off the board. I mean, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. They're 4-7. I expected this was a team, you know, a couple years ago when they got to the Super Bowl, everybody thought, okay, Joe Burrow is going to lead this team to the Super Bowl for years to come. And it just hasn't worked out that way. Despite Joe Burrow being great this year, he's thrown 27 touchdown passes to only 4 interceptions on the year, leads the league with over 3,000 yards passing. He's third in the NFL with a 106.9 rating, and the team is 4-7. It's not his fault. I feel like I need to have that Robin Williams Goodwill Hunting moment with Joe Burrow and saying, it's not your fault, kid. It's not your fault. I don't know what the hell the reason is why Cincinnati can't put it together and just be good enough to win games. This should at least be a 9-8 football team, and right now they have no shot at the playoffs.
It's crazy how bad the Bengals have been record-wise because Joe Burrow, like you mentioned, and Ja'Marr Chase have been on fire this year offensively. The most disappointing team so far this year for the schedule makers is definitely the Jets or the Cowboys. You mentioned it, Doug. 6 primetime games each. They expected both to be better. Doug going to the well twice with the over-under lines, by the way, so far. But for me, I'm going to go with the Niners. The Niners have had an injury or two for sure, and they didn't expect CMC to be out, but they've had Brock Purdy all year. That division was not supposed to be that tough. I know Seattle and Rams, some people had some expectations for them, but guess who's winning the division? It's the Cardinals. You can't lose this division to the Cardinals. To me, the Niners coming off that, is there a Super Bowl hangover? They were supposed to be right back at it.
Plus, they had Jordan Mason to start the season. It was the best running back in football.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, last one. The Cowboys were finally able to, they were finally going to try to play with the roof open last week, but when they tried to test it during warmups, a piece came falling down with other debris. It had been 2 years since they played a game with the roof open. Be honest, is there something in your house right now that you tried to, if you tried to use it, you're not sure it would even work?
I know it works, but every couple of years.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
No, I used it yesterday. However.
What?
Thank you very much. But I know that at some point I'm going to have to do this again, and I'm going to come into the same struggle I do every few years, and that is relighting the pilot light on my fireplace. Ooh, in the front room.
That's scary.
There are two fireplaces in my house. They're both gas. One's easier to do the pilot than the other one is. This one in the front room, I don't get it. I've had people come over and show me. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch this, and I watch it, and I think I got it, but I don't really have it when they leave. I'm like, I don't really have it, but I think I got it. So every couple of years when I have to relight it, I have to call somebody because I have no clue. It's not, by the way, it's not just as simple as, oh yeah, over to Hank, just light over the gas area. It's not that simple.
I don't think I've used this for the entirety of the calendar year of 2024. I'm not sure that our desktop computer works anymore. I don't think I've spent more than 4 minutes in the office this year.
Wow.
And the desktop is sitting there. Remember I used to do the show from during COVID with the big sticker in the background? Everybody thought I lived on a golf course.
Yeah.
I haven't fired that thing up in, it's got to be over a year. I think the last time I tried to use it, I was working on the family Christmas video.
It's your pandemic computer.
It kind of is. I haven't...
What are you going to do with that room now?
It's just sitting there. It's like it's become like an alternate storage room for us.
But where is that, in the basement?
No.
Where is it, by your bedroom?
It's in the main floor.
Oh, main floor.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, you got to go to the things that you use only once a year, right? Like Christmas lights are always a sketch. You know what I mean? Like when you try to for the tree or for around the house. Humidifiers, when they break out in the winter. I'm not sure if it's going to work either. But I'm going to go with, I've got a couple crock pots that probably haven't seen the light of day in like years. Who knows if those things still fire up.
There you go, and that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.